Welcome back. One of the top probably New Year's resolutions every year is I want to save money. I want to be better with my finances. I want to make more money for the year. Well, the folks at Quincy Community Action Program's Financial Reach Center can help with that. So Karen Gurry and Teresa Whitaker are here to give us all the details. Ladies, welcome and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Thank New you. Year.
Yeah, great to have you both here. I appreciate the opportunity to learn about QCAP's financial programs, Teresa, and in particular, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It's going to be tax time in the not too distant future, right?
It is, yeah. Yep, but it is.
Before we talk about that, what are the financial programs that are available at QCAP?
So we provide what's called the Financial Reach Center. So that's a program, it's actually funded by the United Way. It's a financial opportunity center, one of a few here in the state of Massachusetts, where we have a financial career coach, which is Karen. Mm-hmm. She helps clients with financial and career goals. So for example, if a client is looking for ways to save money or budget or work on their credit, or if they're looking for employment and need help with like basic job skills or resumes or interview preparation, we can connect clients with Karen to help them with that.
Okay. Is REACH an acronym, Teresa? Does it stand for something? Or
it does not, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
So it's just putting your finances within REACH, I guess.
Pretty much.
Okay. How long has this program been around at QCAP? Do you know, even just roughly?
I think it's been around for about 12 years.
Has it been that long?
No, yeah. the fall of 2014.
Oh, all right. So mm-hmm. it's 10, 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Close,
so
yes.
Very good. Are there other, now the tax program, I'm assuming, is a big part of that.
It is. So, yeah, so that is a seasonal program.
Right.
So it generally operates from February to April. So this year we're starting on February 3rd.
Okay.
And it'll go until about April 15th.
Yep. Yep. It's coming up.
It is, yeah. Yep.
And it's a way for folks to get help preparing their income tax returns, right?
Yes, so it's primarily for clients who are low income. Mm-hmm. So for this year, a single client or a couple who is married or filing jointly, their income has to be $67,000 or under
right.
to qualify. They also have to be a full-time resident of Massachusetts to qualify. And we basically just do basic tax returns. There are some limitations to those who can get their taxes done with us. Like, for example, we can't help people who have investment properties or who own a business with employees. So there are some limitations to who we can help.
Okay, but it is, if they do qualify, it's free?
It is a free program.
Free program.
So it's a great way for those who especially can't afford like a paid tax preparer.
Yes.
You know, we help them get connected to earned income tax credits or other tax credits that they might be eligible for.
Right. Which change every year too.
Yes.
And are being updated this year, as a matter of fact, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, these are done by volunteers, volunteer tax preparers, right?
Yes, so we recruit volunteers starting in November, so it's mostly people in the community, mm-hmm. College students, or people who just want to contribute their time to give back to the community. So we start our training for the volunteers in January.
Okay.
So actually tomorrow night we have our very first training.
Okay.
So we provide training on Massachusetts state income taxes and federal income taxes and other tax laws that they have to know. And then they have to take an exam to become certified by the IRS before they can actually sit down with the client to start preparing taxes.
Okay, and who can be a volunteer in the VITA program?
Anyone over the age of 18
okay.
and who has a general interest and wanted to help out
yep.
and, you know.
Don't need to be CPA?
Nope, doesn't have to be CPA
okay.
or a paid tax preparer. They can just, you know, anyone who's generally interested in helping the community.
Yeah, and you'll train them.
We will.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you get repeat volunteers every year?
We do. We have a dedicated volunteers team that comes back every year, and we're very grateful for them. And we also welcome new volunteers throughout the whole season as well.
I was going to ask if somebody wants to be a volunteer, what do they do? How do they do that?
So they can contact me. I'm the program specialist for the VITA program,
okay.
so I can give them the general information. They can call me. My telephone number is on our website,
yep.
and it's 617-657-5345
mm-hmm.
is the general number.
Okay, or email you at taxes@qcap.org.
Yep, email too, or even come in person to our office at 1509 Hancock Street.
Okay, all right. And now you need to schedule an appointment, I'm assuming, to get your taxes done if you do qualify.
Yes, so
okay.
it is by by appointment only.
Okay.
Generally, we do it twice a week. So for this upcoming season, it's going to be on Tuesday nights and Saturdays and by appointment.
Okay, very good. And how many volunteer preparers would you like to have?
Generally, we get anywhere from 10 to 20.
Oh, really? Okay. How many do you have right now?
I believe we have about probably 20.
Okay, all right. But always room for more.
Oh, yes. We always welcome more volunteers.
Sure, absolutely. I do notice that in your flyer here, it also says either the income requirements or folks who've qualified for fuel assistance this season.
Yeah, so there is an exception. So if there is a client who is over income generally, but if they were also a fuel assistance client or energy client for this past season, then they can also get their taxes done for free by QCAP.
Okay. And are these just simple returns, Teresa, that we're talking about?
Yeah, we don't do anything complicated. Anything that's out of reach for us, we will refer them to another organization that could help them or to a paid tax preparer.
Oh, okay. Very good. I know you also have an adult basic education program, right, at QCAP?
We do, yes. So we provide English as a second language classes and high-set classes for people who want to go on and get their general education diploma.
Yes, it's great. It's a great service. Yeah. I'm sure you're seeing an influx of folks interested in that, especially this time of year, right?
Yes.
Trying to start out to get it done by the end of the year, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Are there volunteers in that program as well?
We always welcome volunteers for that program, especially for tutors to help the students practice their conversation skills or help somebody who might be struggling in subjects like math or English.
Sure. Now we move on to our coach. Put me in, Coach. Karen Gurry, the financial coach at QCAP. You are the one who deals directly with the folks who come in, right?
That's true. Yeah. Yes, I do.
So tell me a bit about what is it you do at QCAP.
Okay. So my role as a coach, my role is as a financial and career coach. So basically, the client will bring to us whatever they want to have happen in their lives. Again, we're a financial opportunity center. We're hoping to get people to a more financially stable point in their lives. And so we always ask what our client's goals are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be, I want to, you know, learn how to manage my money better or how to make a budget. Some people have never created a budget in their whole lives. And, you know, it's, you know, our, you know, income is a scarce commodity for a lot of us. And so we want it to work for us. And sometimes, you know, life just gets so busy, we just kind of, it's catch as catch comes. And so we really want people to focus on where is their money going to, and is it going to the things that are most important to them? You know, you want to fund the things that are most important in your life. And so, you know, if you make it a focus, then, you know, you can really start to see some changes, and so hopefully it goes to what is important to you.
Mm.
Some people, they want to save money. We really want to focus on an emergency savings at least because, you know, we know that financial emergencies happen. It's not a question of if, it's when.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that next financial emergency to then, you know, be an additional burden or put somebody into more debt.
Yes.
So if we have a little bit of a cushion, then, okay, that next financial emergency, we can absorb it and then move on and start rebuilding that emergency savings.
Okay. So say I'm a client coming in to see you for the first time, Karen, and, you know, come and take me to the process. How does
it
work? Yeah.
Sure. Well, generally, I will do an orientation with everyone because we want to know, we want our clients to know what the program is and isn't about.
Great.
It's all about choice. So I do an orientation. I talk a little bit about, we consider it a partnership. So it's not like a client will come in and say, okay, just tell me what to do. It's, you know, I ask them, well, what is it that you want to have happen? What are some of your goals? One of the most important enrollment sheets that I ask people to fill out is a goal or a vision sheet.
Okay.
What is your goal for your, you know, or your vision for your life? And then that gives me the indication as what's important to that person.
Right.
And then, you know, we work on that and say, okay, let's start with, you know, if there's five goals, you know, it might be, I want to work on, you know, credit and debt and budgeting. Okay, what's the most important thing? Because when we work on so many things all at once, it can feel overwhelming.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So I usually say, well, what's the most important or pressing thing for you? So if you say, well, my credit is really bad and it's preventing me from moving forward. So that might be where we start.
That's number one, okay.
And then what we do is we break it down into more manageable pieces because even that one thing can seem overwhelming.
Mm.
So it's not like getting from here to here in one step. It's let's go from here to here.
Right.
And then from here to here and what, move on.
So, yeah, why is my credit so poor?
Exactly.
Right? What am I doing?
Exactly,
that,
because
that
there
not,
are...
not being so good, yeah.
Right, there there are rules and you know, tools that people can learn that can help. It's something that we haven't been teaching out there, so a lot of us don't know what those rules are. So we're making decisions based on information that we don't have.
Yeah, you and I were speaking before the program about how we were woefully unprepared to enter a financial adulthood,
exactly,
you know, years ago, right? It was just was not part of the curriculum,
right,
in, at least in the public education.
Exactly.
It's getting to be more so.
They are starting to put it into public education, but
yeah,
it, you know, for those of us who've long since graduated, I mean, I didn't so much as know how to, you know, balance a checkbook.
Exactly.
You know,
that's a great example. You know, not that people even use them anymore, but back then, what's this? You know,
yeah. Or when I, you know, got into college and, you know, oh, my first credit card.
Yes.
And a lot of people get into credit card debt because they don't know, you know, how do I manage through this?
Yes.
You know, it looks like the free money. But that free money comes back around, you know.
Because they were never taught.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, so there are things that people can do to make their credit and to improve their credit. And it's important to know those rules so that we can make more informed choices going forward.
Who is kind of your typical client, if you will? You know, who are the folks that you're seeing most?
So it's a bit of a range. I mean, we tend to see more lower to moderate income people. But the one of the great things that we love about our funding source in the NNIT way is that there aren't really a lot of criteria for people to join the program. So there's no income requirements. There's not any geographical requirements. So people can self-select and say, you know, this is a program that I think will help me. So we see anything from, you know, age ranges.
Yeah.
It kind of runs the gamut.
Okay.
It could be individuals. It could be couples. Sometimes couples haven't really had those funny, you know, those financial discussions with each other.
It's a major source of conflict in many relationships.
Exactly.
Is money, right?
Yeah. It's a very stressful topic, and a lot of people don't know how to talk about it with each other. And a lot of there's a lot of judgment surrounding it. Not only do we judge ourselves, but other people are you know, judging us, and that's one thing in our program. We don't judge.
Yeah.
You know, we say, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I wish I didn't do this, or I shouldn't have done that, and I say, that's in the past, we learn from that, and we move forward.
Yeah, exactly. It's a generational thing, too, isn't it? Money was not talked about in households years ago, and probably still today to some extent.
I would say so, and, you know, that kind of puts us behind the eight ball a little bit.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes we learn without really realizing that we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we're watching what our parents do or watching what other people in our lives do. And sometimes we're learning good habits and sometimes we're learning bad habits just because that's what we're exposed to. And so we want to be a trusted source of information and say, what can be done here? What would be helpful? What are my choices? What are my options? And that's what I want to do, is give people options and say, well, here's some things that you can do. And then I want, you know, it's a partnership. I'm not going to tell you what to do, even though sometimes people want me to.
just here, fix this.
Yeah, exactly.
Just take all my stuff
and
fix it.
I'll be back in a couple of hours. Tell me how I'm doing.
That's right. Doesn't work that way.
It really doesn't. No, it's a process. So so what I want to do is, you know, kind of give the information and say, well, here's some ways that you can get there. And then, you know, we process through that together, you know, and, you know, it's a partnership. So, you know, our clients are very qualified, capable, resourceful people.
Yeah.
And they just need
the
support
skills, right?
And the skills and the information.
Right.
And so they bring something to the table and I bring something to the table and we partner together. And that's one of the things that I love about this role too, is I learn a lot from our clients too.
Because I would think,
They tell me a lot of things like, oh, I didn't know about that resource, or oh, that's a great idea. And, you know, so I'm always learning constantly from them as well.
It's important to point out that you don't tell them what to do.
Right.
You don't advise them on any financial matters.
Right.
You just offer all options.
Right. And I'm not a financial advisor. I'm a financial coach. So I'm not here to sell any products. I'm not here to tell people here's what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Our services are free, and we just want to give
people is key.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because there's a lot of predatory companies out there that will say, we can fix everything for you. It'll be quick. It'll be easy. Oh, and by the way, you'll pay us a lot of money for it.
It's going to cost you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they oversell what they can do and underproduce results.
Right.
And a lot of times the things that they say that they can do, you can actually do for free for yourself.
Yes.
Or with the help of a free coach.
Yes. Yes. And they don't learn the skills that they need to not repeat the mistakes that they made in the past by just paying somebody to do it for them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's another component of it, is that, you know, we basically want to work our way out of a job. You know, I'm hoping to educate people in the point where they can figure out, okay, here's my path forward,
yeah.
and then use that information so in the future if something similar comes up, they say, oh, I know how to manage through this because I did it before.
Yeah.
And so
Karen told me.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So yeah. we want to empower our clients to to be able to make those decisions.
Yeah, using the example that you gave of I want to improve my credit score, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. about how long would you spend with a client and how do you know when you've succeeded?
Mm-hmm. Well, we tend to monitor their credit report.
Okay.
We pull our client's credit reports. When we do it, it doesn't hurt their credit score. A lot of people say, oh, isn't that going to hurt my credit score? Not.
It's a soft inquiry,
which means
yeah.
that it's just for informational purposes only.
Right.
When you apply for credit, that's a hard inquiry.
Okay.
So that can hurt your credit score. But if we're doing it, it's just for informational purposes. So we monitor it, we look at the information, and we determine, where are we at?
Yeah.
Are we at the point where we need to remediate something that happened in the past?
Right.
Is it something that we need to make sure it doesn't get worse in the future?
Yeah.
Or are we in, credit building mode? Like, okay, I don't have enough credit, but here's how to build it.
Mm.
And then hopefully we get to the point where maintenance mode, okay, it's good, but let's keep the focus there to keep it where
yes.
where we want it to be.
Yeah, and so about how long would that process take? I mean, it's probably different for everybody.
It really is different depending on the circumstances. A lot of times people will ask a question, and a lot of times my answer will be, it depends.
Okay.
It depends on each individual circumstances and each person's situation.
Is there a time limit at QCAP for how long you'll spend with somebody mm-hmm. as a coach?
That's a great question. Actually, there isn't.
Okay.
Sometimes people, they see me just for a few times, and that's all they really needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And other people, it may be, years that we work
with
them.
Okay.
So sometimes, because when we're working on a series of goals, it could be short-term, or it could be long-term, or it could be a combination of the two.
Right.
So as we're working through one goal, and maybe, have some success here, then we move on to something else. So it can really be long-term as
sure.
well.
Sure. And Teresa, it must be gratifying to see folks come through this program and come out on the other side achieving their goals.
It is. It is rewarding to see somebody come back and say, oh, I got a job, and they share us, with their experience, and, it's great to know that we can help them, get ahead, especially with the way that the economy has been the last couple of years.
Absolutely. Are there other aspects to the Financial Reach Center at QCAP that we should know about?
So if they're not already familiar with Quincy Community Action as a whole, if they're not familiar with the other programs and services, we can definitely connect them to, if they need help with housing,
yes.
or childcare, or the food center,
yes.
or Head Start, or any other community resources in the area.
Okay. The Energy Assistance Program, I know, is very
yes.
big, especially this time of year
mm-hmm.
as well. So, and your physical offices are where?
We're located at 1509 Hancock Street, and our department is on the second floor.
Okay. And you're open for in-person appointments?
We are, yes.
Okay.
We're open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Okay. And is there a virtual aspect to QCAP at all still?
So we do still have some remote options available.
Okay.
So for clients, we don't have a residency restriction for the Financial Reach Center.
Okay.
So
great.
It's open to anyone either in the Quincy area or outside of the Quincy area. And
excellent.
If you're not able to come in person to our office, then I can schedule either a virtual orientation, or if they prefer an in-person, we can schedule that too.
Okay, that's important because some of the other programs are regional, community dependent, right? But not the Financial Reach
yeah,
Center.
So yeah, so we're the exception for the other QCAP programs.
Yes.
Like our energy program is restricted by certain towns that they cover, but we're open to helping anybody in the Massachusetts area.
Fantastic. Anything else either one of you would like to add?
Well, I just would echo that yeah. sometimes with the virtual opportunities, sometimes people, they have a lunch break and they don't have the time to get to
sure.
the Quincy Center and,
yeah.
and to have that meeting. We can just do a lunch meeting, or maybe before work, after work, they have a few minutes here and there that they can piece together.
Okay.
So adding, we have a lot of people that do really like that opportunity.
I'm sure.
And it, kind of, we try and give them as many options as possible.
Absolutely. Thank you both. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate the opportunity to learn about the programs, and hopefully we've got some good information out.
Thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.